This is the Truth Network.
Standing next to one of the last Christian bookstore owners in North Carolina, and maybe in America. And I said one of the last. There's some other ones out there, but D. White Golian has been a longtime friend and sponsor of not just our Christian radio, but all kinds of Christian radio folks. And he has a Christian bookstore called Golian's Christian Supply. And he has a lot of encouragement for you right now with all the craziness going on in the culture. D. White, you guys are an essential service. You're still open, huh?
Well, thankfully, the Lord has allowed us to be able to stay open and serving. We consider ourselves a ministry and a lighthouse. And a lot of times when people now aren't been able to meet with their church physically, we've had some a little bit of revival there in the bookstore, a lot of people coming and praying and enjoying themselves and getting some good materials, music and books and gifts and whatever else they need. And a lot of the churches are needing to pick up some communion supplies so that they can do communion remotely, that sort of thing. So it's been a real good time. We're real thankful. Our business is down some, but we're just real thankful that we've been able to continue to serve.
And I have to say this, I have been critical of the government. I've been critical of our North Carolina governor, who's allowing, you know, the killing of our young with Planned Parenthood, who's allowing ABC stores and vaping stores to be open as essential services. But I'm going to say something positive. He's also allowing people to go into Christian bookstores carefully and, of course, you know, holding, being safe and clean and hygienic, like Golian's. And some good things are happening there, like puzzles. You can't keep puzzles on the shelf, can you?
That's right. People are doing a lot of good old-fashioned games and puzzles. In fact, I was supposed to bring you a game for your family.
You were supposed to bring me a game. That's Come on, man. But we're getting cabin fever. We need a game from Golian's Christian Supply, your homeschool headquarters. That's your slogan.
That's right? Where I was headed. That's the reason they let us stay open, because it said that it was bookstores that sell educational materials were essential. So, but we're thinking that homeschooling is going to continue to grow this coming year with all these people getting their first taste of it. And we're just hoping that that'll be another opportunity for ministry for us. But the Lord's really provided in that regard as well. We've had a lot of homeschoolers. People that are having to do this temporary thing have been calling us for advice and so forth. So it's been a great thing there as well.
Wow. And I just was thinking about it. I've been to your store a couple times, even during the lockdown, and everyone's careful. It's, you know, very, very well spaced apart. Physical distancing is what we call it, because we don't ever want a social distance. We want to love people, have mercy and gracious compassion. But physical distancing is important, whether you're sick or not, you know, just not to share any germs. But we'll be back to shaking hands and hugging soon. But Dwight, it's important that people stay sharp in the word, use this time to prioritize. What's your heart on that? So many folks that are, you know, wiggling their fingers and posting on social media, I'm bored, you know, suggest what to do. I mean, give us a little challenge there. Maybe it's time that the people of God woke up.
Yeah, I think that this time where it seems like a whole lot of people are spending more and more time online because they don't have anything else to do, they should reconsider and, of course, listen to a little Christian radio. But they need to go ahead and get back into studying the Bible, reading some good, solid, old materials, not this, you know, whatever the fly-by-night newest thing is that's come out, but some good solid stuff, and then getting to it with their family and really having some more family time and devotions and Bible studies and prayer and things that we all needed to have been doing anyway. This is a great opportunity to get back to that.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great word. And go connect with a Christian bookstore. Now, you have a website. We have listeners all over the country. You have all these networks that carry our radio show, this program. We call it Truth Talk Weekend. It's on podcasts. It's everywhere. And they love hearing from the lone Christian bookstore. All these Christian bookstores are falling away or just closing. You know, it's tough times for retail. Tell us what it's like to, how can you survive with an economic climate? Even before this current attack and virus and all that, how have you guys been able to make it all these years, Dwight?
Well, we're not so much online. We do have a website just for information purposes. What's and that? You can go there. It's gullions.com, so it's gullions.com, and it'll give you our phone number and email address and so forth. But what we've really focused on, rather than trying to compete with the online giants, the 800-pound gorillas, you know, is that we have really focused on being an experience, a destination location, place where when you come, you'll really feel God's spirit and have an opportunity to grow. And it's almost like a almost a church experience. We've had people saved in our store and so forth. So it's not necessarily a thing where that we're trying to get people from all over the country to shop on our website. But if you are interested, we have thousands of used books. We have a lot of good materials. If you wanted to call or email, we have really savvy sales help, experienced and friendly. Be happy to help you in that way. So you're welcome to give us a call or email us or send us a message through our website, and we'd love to help.
And a little birdie told me that you actually still sell King James Version Bibles. How about that one?
Well, every once in a while.
I love it. You get a study Bible, all kinds of Bibles, tools, music, just dear souls. But in a world of merchandising, in a world of Christian mega concerts and maybe people going over the top too much selling Jesus, tell us your heart as a Christian bookstore owner and speak on behalf of all the Christian bookstores owners around the world that are really trying to see people come to faith in Christ through their bookstore, not just make a buck. How important is that to focus on the ministry through reading, through Christian literature and Bibles?
Well, you know, you have to have a budget. You got to make sure you can pay the rent and so forth. So there is the balance, and we do advertise on the Christian radio. But the truth is, you really just have to trust the Lord and not be into whatever the latest, greatest thing is. You can't make it doing that. You really have to focus on what is solid Christian materials, whether it's the books or Bibles or music or gifts and all those sort of things that are, you know, there's a lot of stuff that comes down the pike that is just a flash in the pan. And that's not going to make a successful business, because next thing you know, that's going to be gone. So the main thing is to love on people and to have good service and have a experience that the children will enjoy, and just to really be able to serve people in the way that Jesus would serve them is what our goal is.
Yeah, and parents, grandparents, you're homeschooling now whether you like it or not, because you're stuck at home. Yeah. So Goalians, you have all kinds of things either for them to go at your website or come by the store or call your store to help them, equip them, whether it's another learning the kids, teaching the kids another language, teaching the kids a Bible story, lesson, trivia. It's all available, right? I mean, that's kind of, yeah, that's your sweet spot.
I've always said every child is homeschooled, because it's true in a very broad sense, but now it's for sure true.
So there's hope for the homeschooler from Goalians wherever you are in that process.
That's right. And, you know, the Bible was the original homeschool curriculum. So we just need to go ahead and get back to that, and then we can build on that with other things. And so, yes, we have all the other materials as well, just like you said, language studies and all the math and science and English and everything else that you would need. Great history materials. And I have 8 children myself. We homeschool and have learned a lot from that. So, and a lot of my staff are experienced homeschool staff that have been the leaders in the homeschool community and have graduated their kids and are there helping out now. And so, really good wealth of wisdom that we can bring to you if you need it.
And you have a wonderful godly wife. Now, give us the names of those kids. You got to hear this, folks. Uncle Dwight, as our kids affectionately call him. What are the names of those kids, Dwight?
Well, they run from Josiah, then Titus, and Phoebe, Chloe, and then Cyrus, Shadrach, Isaac, and the baby Lucas.
He's got 2 locations in North Carolina. It's like for me going to Cracker Barrel. I go sit on the back porch on his rocking chair, the front porch. I go grab a Spurgeon, or I grab a book or a Bible, study Bible, and I hear great music, and I read. And it's a safe place to go, and it's a wonderful – you can sense the Holy Spirit there. Thank you, D. White, for what you're doing. Goalians Christian Supply. Just a word from a local Christian bookstore owner. I don't know if we've ever had one of you guys on the radio before, so here you go, buddy. This is your day in the light, your day to shine, and – the ratings are going to go big now because of this, but you're in Statesville, North Carolina, Iredell County there, and then you're in King, North Carolina, outside of Winston-Salem, a little bit below Mount Airy. So people come from all over the place. They pull in. They have no idea what they're going to get, but they're going to be exposed to people that love Jesus and to potentially maybe it's the first Bible they've ever owned, right?
That's right. And we do have people come from a distance. We have people come from Raleigh and from Asheville and from up in Virginia and so forth because of the unique nature and because a lot of the Christian bookstores have closed. So, yes, we're happy to serve. We'd be pleased for you to come see us, or if you can't, just give us a call or send us a message.
Awesome. Thank you, D. White. God bless you. And pray for all of our business owners, especially those Christian business owners who are trying to use their business, in this case, a wonderful Christian bookstore, to reach souls for Christ. Because that's the end of the day, you love those testimonies from people saying, hey, I got a Bible from your place. I'd never read it before, and God has changed my life.
Yes, well, our mission statement, our store verse is Romans 12:13, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to equip the saints with materials to take out into the world, into their families, to be able to win souls to Christ and to help them grow in Him.
And I'm going to snap a picture of a couple books you helped me get, and with you, my bearded brother here, This guy is something else, man. And you homeschool your kids. How's that worked out?
Oh, it's awesome. My wife does a lot of the work, but when you homeschool, you realize that all of the life is homeschooling. We just put our garden in, and that was, you know, we get homeschool credit for that.
What about fast food and all that other stuff? What are you thinking?
What's that now?
And are the kids on gadgets all the time? They got to take out that screen.
No, sir. We have lots of books. Lots of books at our house. Not many gadgets.
Okay. Dwight Golian, wow. And D. White is Dwight Golian, and Uncle, we call him Uncle D. White, the kids do. And then his brother is Uncle D. Wayne. He's got a great family. And it's really passed down. Your dad's in heaven, but he really got you guys on this kick, didn't he? Coming from Hazard, Kentucky, I believe. Is that right?
That's right. Well, my parents were in Christian Bookstore Ministry back in the 1960s there in the southeastern part of Kentucky. So it's really been over 50 years that we've been in it. I grew up in it. And then when we came to North Carolina in the late 80s, we Dad and I, there in the early 90s, got it started back. And it's been just a calling for me and a mission that we've been on for many years. And it's really something that's a great blessing to myself and my family, and we hope to the Piedmont area of North Carolina here.
Awesome. So your listeners in Utah, listeners in Iowa, listeners in anywhere from Charlotte, all over the world that listen to this program, podcast, however you're hearing me, anytime you're zigzagging through North Carolina, just dial up that Golian's website, Golian's, GULLIONS.com website, and look at his locations and go by. You will take your family. You'll love going in there. He's got 2,000-plus used Christian books. I mean, I bought a Charles Spurgeon book in there for $3 or $4. I was shocked. I got sticker shock in the opposite way, Dwight. but you could touch a lot of folks. I'll buy books, a handful of books, to give to other people. We give all kinds of books away. I'm not excited about your store just because you sell First Words of Jesus and Last Words of Jesus by my buddy Stu.
Lots of them.
But yeah, anyway, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure being with you here today, Stu. And I want to encourage everyone also, not just for our store, but any Christian bookstores that you have in your community to support them. I know it's so easy to shop online, but the experience and the blessing that it is from going to an old-fashioned Christian bookstore and being able to sit down and look at books and be a part of the community. We're losing our sense of community, and bookstores are a great part of that. And I want to encourage you, whatever town you live in, to support your local Christian bookstore.
And remember, we're physically distancing, not socially distancing. Physically distancing, okay? 6 feet apart physically, but not socially, because we're going to love and be kind to people and send Bible verses on text and air hug people and look people in the eye and smile at them from 6 feet away. And we're not spiritual distancing. Most importantly, we're going to love and encourage and disciple, especially those in our own household, during this time. Seize the moment. What you've been preaching for 30 or 40, 50 years in your family, even longer, Dwight Golian, who Golian's Christian Supply in this Christian bookstore, is now the reality for so many Christian homes. And mom and dad are like, well, I heard about something called family devotions. I heard about something called family worship from Dwight Golian and Golian's Christian Supply, all these homeschool fanatics. Well, it looks like we're going to have to do this because there's no other way to control the chaos of all these kids in the house, isolated, stuck, cabin fever.
Well, the scriptures say to draw near unto God and he'll draw near unto you. And it also says to draw nigh unto God with a pure heart. And both personally and as our family, I know that that's been something that's happened in the last month for us. And I want to encourage everyone to even if we do have to stay apart from each other, not to draw away from the Lord, to draw closer to him and to draw closer to your family and your friends. And when you do get to have an opportunity to meet someone out in public, even now, to go ahead and say some words of encouragement and not complain about the situation, but instead find an opportunity to glorify the Lord and encourage one another.
And they sing the hymns at Golian's too, don't you?
Oh, yes. We have a good music play. And, you know, that's one thing I wanted to mention is that one of the best devotional books that you can find is the hymnal. So, and we do sell a lot of hymnals and have been selling more of them here lately through our store. But if you'll take the hymnal and just go through those lyrics and look up the scriptures, a lot of them are so full of the good old-fashioned hymns are so full of Bible verses. Look up those verses. And use those as a springboard for your family time or for your personal devotions.
Now, we're staging this interview. We're standing outside. And the significance of this, I'm with Dwight Golian. We're saying goodbye in just a second. But this is where your original bookstore was, or one of your original locations was, in the Winston-Salem area, right on Rinalda Road. And you and I met up here for another thing. But it's kind of neat to be sentimental here and see how God has blessed your bookstore now. And people have Golian's books all over the world now. Missionaries and everyone, pastors come in regularly to fellowship, get a cup of coffee, sit down in one of your chairs, rocking chairs, and read the Bible, study. I can't come here. This is a confession of a of a talk show host. Ready? The confession of an aging talk show host. One of my favorite things in the world to do, if I have the time, and I need the time, by the way, I will drive out to King, North Carolina. I'll walk into Goliath's Christian Supply. You know this, Dwight. Sometimes I'll tell you I'm coming, sometimes I won't. They're always greet me with a smiling face. I walk through there, I grab a stack of books, I go sit on that porch or sit on the comfortable chair inside, hearing the music, and I just pour into the scriptures, or I study, or I'm doing a talk show debating an atheist. Dwight, give me 5 books. I call ahead, give me 5 books on atheism. You'll bring out Josh McDowell and Lee Strobel and Alex McFarland books. And so thank you for ministering to me, and y'all can hear my excitement. I wish everyone out there would have the Goliath experience, or like he said, so go to a Christian bookstore. Go spend some time there. Get to know the owner. Pray for them. Pray with them as I pray with Dwight. I pray with this guy as much as I pray with anyone, because we're in this thing together to reach souls for the kingdom.
Yes, sir. And we sure are. And, there's a good opportunity for us right now to influence the world for the Lord in showing the hope that we have in him. And, you know, one of the best ways to do that is to go ahead and draw yourself closer to him and let his spirit fill you. And that way you are able to shine as a light out in the community. Mm-hmm. And this is the great opportunity that we have right now, because of so many people are afraid and anxious and fearful. And right now is a time where we can show them what the true hope that we have is, as the scriptures tell us to do.
The Word of God says, fear not. God bless you, Dwight. Thank you so much. Goliath's Christian Supply, an interview with a local Christian bookstore owner. He has 2 locations. Of course, he's online, so that means you're worldwide too. Support your local Christian bookstore. Be encouraged, encourage them. And let's get the Word of God, or awesome Christian books that point to the Word of God, in the hands of people. Gospel tracts. I went into your place the other day. There was a gospel tract that had a picture of the current contagion on it. Uh-huh. But then it said there's a worse disease called sin. You have one in your pocket
I do have one right here.
And the cure is Jesus. And you hand this to someone, which we'll probably do here soon, walking along here. The effective cure available to all is Jesus. The greater danger than the current virus is sin in hell. So you have these gospel tracts for people. People can buy 100 of those and give them to their neighbors. About relevance, man. Halloween, trick-or-treaters come by, you've got gospel tracts for that. Easter everywhere, right?
Yeah, and greeting cards is another thing. Right now, we're a whole lot of people coming in and buying boxes of greeting cards and sending them out, mailing them out to people.
The mail's still running.
Absolutely, and especially the older people that are stuck indoors. That's such a blessing to them to receive something in the mail. And just write them a nice note, handwritten. Write something in your actual, if you can remember that old cursive writing from back in the day, and write them something nice and send them and put an encouraging word to those. And then to your neighbors and coworkers that are stuck at home as well, send them a gospel tract, send them a card with a gospel tract in it.
Wow. Be a source of encouragement. Solve your problem by solving someone else's problem.
That's right.
Love on someone else, and all of a sudden you won't feel so bad and so selfish and so guilty and so shameful, because you are trusting Christ first, and you are pouring out. Jesus says, hey, as I've filled you, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. So we are to be sent out, and it could be through your pen. It could be through a phone call, a text. It could be going and picking up something at a local Christian bookstore and shipping that off. I've gotten a bunch of Bibles, and you will embroider them too. What's that called when you put the name on
them? Yeah, hot stamping or engraving them. We put people's names on them, and we're doing a lot of shipping. Yes, awesome. Our shipping business has picked up a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails coming in.
I think all 4 of my daughters, Hope, Grace, Joy, and Faith, have Bibles from Goliath's.
All right.
And if the Bible's not from there because I'm traveling and I pick one up, I get it there right away to have it engraved with their name on it. And you always get the spelling right, too.
Hopefully. That's right.
And you don't spell stew, S-T-E-W. That's my favorite part. It's S-T-U. God bless you, brother. Thank you, Dwight.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure, Stu. Thank you for having me on.
Please share this broadcast. Share this podcast with all your friends, just to encourage people to be vigilant during this time to point people to Christ. I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. MyPillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.